All right, brothers and sisters, let's open our Bibles. Tonight, in 2 Timothy, we're going to begin that all-exciting third chapter. Now, I have said that a couple times, and I've been challenged. What do you mean, exciting? It's kind of fearful. Might even be horrible to some. And all I can say is no, by faith, and by the grace of God, in knowing the love of God and how much He's for us, brothers and sisters, this should be music to our ears tonight. Praise the Lord. The greatest of symphonies, because these are all the signs, praise His name, that Jesus Christ is coming for me. And the thing about these signs that we're going to read about tonight is they're very special ones. All of them are special. But these are not the signs, in a sense, in the world, as the Word of God tells us about war and rumors of war, as the Word of God tells us about earthquakes in diverse places. Wonderful. But what we're going to start in here tonight is the evidences and the signs that are in people, that are in society. And praise be to God, I've got news for you. They're here. And these signs are abundant. I mean abundant. Jesus Christ could come tonight. Hallelujah. Reading from verse 1 of chapter 3. This know also. See the emphasis of knowing, brothers and sisters. We're not guessing. See, this is the mind of Christ. This is the Word of God, which is true. Praise God. And He is true and faithful. But this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. We'll stop there. So know it, us Timothys, praise God, know it. Again, no guessing. He's speaking to us, brothers and sisters, and in the last days, perilous times will be about us. And if you haven't noticed, they're here. They're beginning. And this perilous means dangerous times, fierce times, savage-like times. I've heard many times growing up that man somehow has become so educated, intelligent, experienced, that he'll never repeat those things. That it never will come to that again. I even heard that from Christians. But we understand that the Word of God tells us very clearly that man returns just like a dog to his own vomit. It's a circle. And the only thing about man, because in man, all he's going to be encouraged by is the prince and the power of this air, which is Satan himself, is that evil is going to wax worse and worse. It's going to come more fierce. It's going to come more horrible. It's going to come with more hatred. But God. So see, we don't fear those things. We don't get excited in a sense of being wrapped up in those things. I'm not building a bunker in my basement. I'm not going and storing up all this food. I'm not doing that. I'm looking up. I'm trusting God. I'm going to be out of here. Amen? Brothers and sisters, there's a more perfect way. And the perfect way wasn't trying to figure out how to live down here. The more perfect way was I'm seated in the heavens in Christ. And Jesus, I just want to look into your face right now, and I want to live over yonder. Take me away, hallelujah. And it's getting such that by the grace of God, the only difference is it's just a glass darkly right now. But thanks be to God, we're looking into that glass darkly right now. Now, it says here that it begins that men shall be lovers of themselves. Lovers of their own selves. And I'd like you to turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 28. Let's see where this all derived from. And in Ezekiel chapter 28, we'll begin reading from, verse 13. Thou, and this is speaking of Satan, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardis, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle and gold. The workmanship of thy tablets and of the pipes was prepared in thee in that day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Turn with me over to Isaiah, 14th chapter, the 12th verse. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Now, Lucifer's fall, he exalted himself above God. Lucifer's fall, I will ascend above God. I will make myself like him. And brothers and sisters, that's how perilous it becomes. That's what God is beginning to allow Satan. And remember and underscore, God is allowing this because it's God's word. And I think as we read this, the perfection of the scriptures, to think how long ago this all was written, and it never ceases to make me not smile in thinking that the sinner cannot do except what God said exactly he would do. Think about it. The ungodly do exactly what God said that they would do. They're ravenous, they're fierce. And I'll tell you what we just read about Satan, God is allowing Satan to do this in man. As it says in the Word of God, the evil of man will wax worse and worse. Until a time, brothers and sisters, see, the devil has not been unleashed at this time yet to go forth like a roaring lion. It's just about here. And we're getting signs of it. We're getting types because God is stirring up his people. He that is faithful and true, he's a lover. He's trying to say, awake, awake. In so many different ways. You think about how it says, even creation itself speaks of him. You think about how true that is, especially in the coming of the Lord. You look into this world and you look into man. And you said, oh Lord, you said these things would come to pass. And they sure have. Praise be to God. Now, the evil of man waxing worse and worse because man is becoming just like Satan himself. He is saying, I am so wise. I am so beautiful. I have no need for God. And how much are we hearing this even on TV and all of these things? For I am God. Oh, God's in everybody. We're all gods. Wake up. Look up. For his coming draweth nigh. So all I can say is thank you, Jesus, because brothers and sisters, without the encouragement of the Word of God, I'll tell you what, we would be fearful sorts, wouldn't we? But we look into the Word of God and we say, oh, Jesus, you're so perfect, you're so awesome, you're so incredible. You told us all of this. This does not take us unawares. This doesn't take us by surprise. Praise be to God, you said these things would come to pass. The only thing that is true, the only thing that will ever be, the Word of the Lord. Yes, as a little guy, for the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. See, it's never changed. It has never, ever changed. And see, what we're going to come to right now is God, he speaks of these traits, brothers and sisters, in little quartets and little fours here. And I think that's so wonderful how he does that as well, because four speaks of the weakness of man. The number four speaks of the earthly. And as you look at the very first sign of lovers of self, as it says there in verse 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. What is the first thing that comes forth? Covetous. Look at that, covetous. I think the plague of covetous is running rampant in our society at this time. Not just in the U.S. of A., but all across the world, brothers and sisters. Covetous flat out means wanting what does not belong to you. Amen? Amen. And see, the devil gets in a mind, in the mind of the earthly, and he'll cause you to think, well, wait a second, I think everything belongs to me. I think that that guy, what he has right over there, should be mine. Isn't that the society we live in today? Brothers and sisters, I pray we wake up. I pray that by the grace of God, that we pay attention to these things. If you look, turn over to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 17, God is very clear in his word. He said, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass. And if there was anything else you were thinking of that you could covet that God wasn't going to cover, he says right here, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Period. It's clear. It's very, very, very clear. And all I can say, brothers and sisters, is come on. Who are we? Who are we? We're born of God. We're citizens of heaven. We're aliens passing through. By God's grace, brothers and sisters, we need to wake up about this. This is not about a political endeavor whatsoever, and that needs to be cut off right now. This is about the only thing that means anything, and that is the word of the Lord. Do not be swayed. Do not be swayed. These kinds of things, brothers and sisters, as you get caught up into, and I don't care on what side of the political fence you think you are. If you get caught up into these things, you will swerve from the truth.
You eventually will. Because you're going to love earthly things more than you're going to be about the things of God. It's a fact. It's the truth. Will you trust that God puts up whom he will and down whom he will? Will you please do that with me? More importantly, will we do that with God? Praise the Lord. That when we start to fret and wonder and, oh, this would be that, and it, stop. Quit. We're coming into a time, if the Lord tarries, you know we're going to be bombarded with all this junk. And the enemy will try to use this to divide people. Don't let it be. Trust God. Trust God. He grows up men and women of God in every type of government. He don't need a democracy. He might even use it under a dictator, a pharaoh. Can you imagine that? He took that poor little Joseph out of his perfect little family and said, watch me now. I'm going to have him under this pharaoh, and I'm going to put him around all these godless ones. He's not going to have any communication with any fellowship of any child of God. Pretty much he was just shut up to God. And what a man of God came forth. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we know that God can do anything but fail. But see, brothers and sisters, Colossians 3:5 tells us very clearly that covetousness is idolatry. Did you hear me? Covetousness is idolatry. That's the word of the Lord. We either love God or we love ourselves. We either worship God or we're worshiping ourselves and things that we want. We've all been faced with this. By God's grace, we weren't just in a sense... I've heard people say, well, I was just born right. No, you were born wrong. And the only thing right about you is when you get born of God. Hallelujah. And how sweet that is. But you see, brothers and sisters, when we covet, we're going after things that God has not intended for us. Do you trust that you have what God wants you to have? Do you believe the Lord when he says, I will not withhold anything good from you? Do you really believe that? I believe that. I believe that God has us to having exactly to the penny. If we'll trust him, we're going to have a bank account that wins the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. That's our Lord. That's how he does these things. But see, brothers and sisters, when we covet, the very next thing it says is it leads to boasting, boasters. Now, we can think of a lot of things in boasters, but the real meaning of this is a pretender. See, coveters, ones that are covetous, their first love is not the Lord. They may pretend, but God's not fooled. Do you realize that? See, God's not fooled. And brothers and sisters, if there's things that are hindering us, do you know his grace is sufficient? Do you know that by the grace of God, we can go boldly to the throne of grace in our time of need? And he knew exactly what that appointed time was going to be because he gave you that need for the time of need? Yes, he did. And he's going to meet you right there. Hallelujah. He's never moved. And he says, my grace is sufficient for thee. Oh, I love to just immerse, swim in the grace of God. Takes every care away. Takes every concern. Praise the Lord. It lifts me right. Praise the Lord out of it. Hallelujah. Now, you see, a covet, one, when we covet, it leads to pretending. And as we just mentioned, that God's not fooled. And God's not fooled, brothers and sisters, and especially for us, because you know he's searching. And this has been so intimately impressed upon my heart as of late. And you know this, because he's had me rejoice with you in it. I'm searching for a wife for my son. And let me tell you something. God never makes a mistake. He's going to have the one. That body out from among the body that's going to marry his son, she's going to be perfect. complete. It's all going to be the Son, you see. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So we see that something that's boasting, and as it says next, a proud thing, God's going to see that one afar off, as the Word of God tells us. He sees the proud afar off. And the end result of this one that is such a lover of self, covetous, boaster, proud, is a blasphemer of God. Blasphemy. See, this brings us right to the form of godliness that denies the power thereof. See, we could act just, we can act like we're religious, etc., etc. And brothers and sisters, I'm talking about the world. And we're in a world right now where there is so much form of godliness. So much form of godliness. Preaching man and self and works and deeds in all these different ways, but yet denying the power. And the power of God is Christ Jesus. That's the only power there is. I am the way. Period. That's it. The truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. We know these things. We rejoice in this because he is the champion of our faith. Our Lord and Savior. Our soon coming bridegroom. But brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, we have to understand that this is the state of man, and especially the state of man when Christ is about to appear. And let me tell you something. Blasphemers of God are vicious. And they're vicious toward anything in Jesus' name. And you think about the vicious attitude towards the name of Jesus at this time. And I can say that with a smile. I don't say it sadly because I look into the Word of God. I feel sorry for those because I know the Word of God said he would that all men be saved. But there's ones, though they have eyes, they see not. Though they have ears, they hear not. Though one would rise from the dead, they will not believe. And they don't believe. I have some dear ones in my life that God has placed there. But they don't believe. My heart aches. But the door is there. Amen. And it's open. It's so open. God help us to wake up to this, brothers and sisters, that you know, not every man is good. You know that? Oh, they're just everybody. You know, most everybody's good. We got, I think, that about a week ago Sunday, didn't we? Allow the Lord to really nip that one in the bud. That there's none righteous, no, not one. That every man just seeking what they all want to seek. That none doeth good. None seeketh after God. The tongue, everything about him is just a vicious wreck. And it only is going to be but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love, gave his Son. Amen, amen, amen. Now the next four, look at these. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, comes to that. But you see, isn't it amazing how he starts off with these things and then disobedient to parents. I see some of the kids popping their heads up. Amen. Brothers and sisters, that's where it all begins. It's amazing how God goes right to the youth. And I believe that you'll say amen to this, that people don't raise their children in reverence to God anymore. They just don't. And I'm talking about even Christians often. They don't want to endure by God's grace. Brothers and sisters, we're in a time. I mean, there's a lot of things that are attacking our kids. I know that. I'm a parent. And, you know, we don't have the, we can't set them in front of the Andy Griffith Show and Fat Albert and all those different things where at least they got something of a moral statement. Come on. I actually learned some nice things from those shows. Now you set them in front of a TV for a few minutes and
God help us. You know what I'm talking about. The internet, phones, all of these things. But you know what? Don't fear them. Because Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord. Do you believe he's still for your child? I know he's for my kids. I've seen him do the most marvelous thing in many children, especially in the children in my home. Now, I know by God's grace, we're still fighting the good fight of faith, and we will until, as we sang this early on, face to face. Then faith shall be no more. But thank the Lord. Let me tell you something. He's light. He's light. And praise be to God as you walk in the light, how it takes care of our home. And it does. Brothers and sisters, trust God. Don't trust Dr. Spock or timeouts or let's sit down and reason. I'm telling you, that's the enemy's business. And what results in that type of thought process in a home is what's going on right now. God says that in the end times, it is a generation that he will have to destroy. And I believe that that generation is pretty much here. I do. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to be part of that generation. That doesn't mean that we give up. By God's grace, it just means that we run harder. Hallelujah. That we do preach the word and that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We are in a time, brothers and sisters, where we are told to question authority. We are in a time to act out. We are in a time, truly, where everybody did that which was right in his own eyes. And isn't that amazing? Because the generation that I do believe is that is before us is the most unthankful of all time. I do believe it. See, that's the thing with God. Isn't it all about thankfulness? Isn't that just the expression of love to our Lord is to be thankful? That, that takes care of all of it when we're thankful. We don't covet when we're thankful. We don't boast when we're thankful. We're not proud when we're thankful people. The evidence of great faith, brothers and sisters, is great thankfulness. It is, because you believe God for everything in your life. You don't despair and fret and things of that nature. At times, you'll be faced with it, absolutely. But we know that we're never cast out. We know, praise God, that he's not going to quench that smoke and flax. Oh, I'm bruised, but praise the Lord, it's not going to break. Amen. Amen. We abound in hope. Abound. We don't give up. By the grace of God, we march on. Bruised and battered. Oh, those are the beautiful wounds of the good soldier who endures hardness. I smile at my brothers and sisters. Thank God for you. Because I know that many, and boy, what he's doing in perfecting most of the sufferings that I see anymore, are for Christ's sake. Isn't it wonderful? Thanks be to God as we're giving our lives over to the Lord. Hallelujah, more and more. Christ in me, the hope of glory. But see, brothers and sisters, this is what it is. It's a generation that is very unthankful. I think of the things that I see, not being thankful even of the things that are naturally that God has given to us. The freedom that we have in this country. Not to be thankful for the ones that had founded this country on the principles of the Bible. Not to be thankful for those that came to this country that were so severely mistreated. Yet they did not give up. But they arose. And God encouraged them. Praise the Lord. I'm talking true thankfulness, brothers and sisters. It's gone. See, unthankful are the ones that say, just give me what is mine. Not thinking about the cost
of the things that we have, the cost of the things that we have been given. We're in a time, aren't we? And God help us not to get sucked into that in any way, shape, or form. We need to trust God for ourselves and for one another, that He will perfect that which concerns us, that He does put up whom He will and down whom He will. What do I care or have concern about that if I'm really trusting God? Amen? Brothers and sisters, this is the time to tend upon the things of God without distraction. And if the enemy can get us distracted in any way, shape, or form, that's when we start to slumber. That's when we start to go to sleep. And we're not awake and alive, listening for that bridegroom. I want to be that bride that, by God's grace, sleeps with my clothes on. Shoot, I'm not even laying down anymore. I'm just standing at the window, huh? Who cares about insomnia? I'm looking for Jesus. It's all right. See, we got to quit worrying about those things, don't we? Most of us anymore, we look at each other and say, man, we look awful tired. It's all right. Endure that hardness as good soldiers. I tease you once in a while and I say, oh, it's not about how you feel, it's about how you look. I think you're looking a lot like Jesus. That's real good. And I'm talking about a lamb slain. That's real good. Praise His name. Hallelujah. Now, they're not only unthankful, but they're unholy in their actions. You think about what's going on today. Christians, not just belittled, but despised. Going out of their way. See, I remember even in school, there were people. Now, I gave some people to hate me for a reason, don't get me wrong. But I know that there were some I didn't do anything to. And I knew that they hated me without a cause. I had teachers, different ones, coach here and there. And I'm thankful for a godly mom. Said, honey, it's not you. You're God's. And they'll hate you without a cause. Be happy, because again, that's the evidence of the gospel of Christ in our lives. As the word of the Lord says, seek peace with all men as much as lies within us. We want to seek that peace. We don't want to do anything that would hinder our testimony or be against, in a sense, the word of God in our lives. I do want to, by the grace of God, live godly. I do want to show the love of God. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. When that starts to happen, people will hate you without a cause. And you know what I'm talking about. They will bring up things. They will try to say there's no Bibles anymore. No scripture. No prayer. Well, now we'll put prayer in, but you can't pray in Jesus' name. We'll even have a national day of prayer. But if anybody says Jesus' name, then that's not going to be accepted. Aren't you thankful that the word of the Lord told you that this would be so? See, you can look at it one of two ways. I am sad for people, but I can tell you one thing by the grace of God, whenever this vessel prays, it's in Jesus' name. And you're not going to hear in His name or in the Lord's name. You're going to hear in Jesus' name. Because I love the name, by God's grace, Jesus. Settles me down, hallelujah. Gets the hair on my arm standing up. At the same time, I don't know how He does that. All them feelings and emotions. All because of Jesus. That's what it is. This is what this is about. It's about Him. And He'll take care of it all. But see, they can think these things and do these things, and there's results. There's consequences, brothers and sisters. Sin begat sin. And the result is it becomes of this this quartet of ungodly actions is without natural affection. Think about the dysfunction in families today. Think about what's going on, brothers and sisters, the unholy inactions, unthankful people. No wonder these homes are just in disarray, because so few live for me in my house. We will serve the Lord. Quit worrying about being odd. You're an alien. You're peculiar. You're His people. It's just the way it is. Be thankful. Be not proud of you, but proud of your Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I understand I'm marked. I don't worry about who knows where I'm at and who knows what I do or I did or whatever. The Lord knows all that. And He's going to hide me if He wants to hide me. And if He wants to tap Satan on the shoulder and say, "Hey, have you observed my servant Jesse? I want you to see something about him right now." Don't get caught up in the things of this world. We're in the greatest time of faith. Did you know that? We really are. Because this world is getting more and more out of control. There's more things that the enemy has had time to work on to make us worry about. Amen? More weapons, more communication, more government, whatever you want to say. Devil's got a whole slew of them. Pick your poison. Isn't that really what it is? Pick your poison. I don't want that. It is written. He just flees. Can't stand up against that. It is written. Praise God. The next four. Let's read those again. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Now I'll read that, and man, this is lion time. This is devouring. This is what man is pretty much anymore. They're liars. Well, God tells us that all men are liars. There's no honor. False accusers. It's nobody's fault. Certainly wasn't mine. Huh? Well, didn't you? I did that because of this. I'm not accountable for anything. It was because of the environment or my upbringing or all of these different things. Now, I understand that they can have a lot of different things that can add to a lot of different things. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we are in a time of I take no responsibility. And I'll tell you one thing He tells to Christians: to whom much is given, much is required. We have much responsibility. We've been given the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, incontinent, look what it's coming to. That means out of control. You think about this world. This is what is exciting about this. We're reading tonight about this world. We're looking into CNN, Fox News, whatever you watch. My goodness, it's right there. I'm not encouraging you to watch that stuff. But if in fact you do, look at it in the eyes of God. And then you'll shut it off. Because you'll say, my goodness, reading the Word of God sure is a much better place to get it. See, get your news here. Amen? That's right. The men are going to do what they're going to do. Exactly what God told them that they're going to do. But see, this incontinent, this out of control, you see the people uprising, the anarchy that's going on, fierce, hateful, disrespectful, belligerent, downright mean. And then finally, it even goes deeper as it says, despisers of those that are good. They're going after Christians. Do you worry? Don't. If God be for me, who could be against me? Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I know whom I've believed, and I'm persuaded that He is able. Amen? He's going to keep it. I've committed.
unto him against that day. That's our God. Praise the Lord. That's my God. But brothers and sisters, we're here. Think about how the ones that profess the name of Jesus Christ, they're attacked. How they want to try to bring them down, dig up their past, chew them up and spit them out. Make a mockery of an athlete that might want to acknowledge Christ. It's the truth. Don't think that they're doing that just because they're doing that. They don't even understand why they're doing that, because they don't understand the Word of God. But see, we're either led one way or the other. We're either led of Christ or we're led of the enemy. That's it. It may appear good what someone that's doing that doesn't know the Lord, but we understand that there's many wolf in sheep clothing too. Goes on to say traitors to what is good. See, they turned against it, used it. What was established, they're tearing it down. And the worst part of it is they do it heady and high-minded. Such pride. Never seen such pride. But why wouldn't it grow worse? Because God said the evil of man would grow worse. Man is so proud. We're so smart and you're so stupid. We know better. And even though you're not going to let us do it, we're going to force it upon you. You're awful quiet. But God, you see how we say this in thankfulness to God? I don't say this in, oh, we've got to change this stuff. See, we got to get committees and we've got to go over here and protest this and do that. You need to believe God and be still and know that he is God and know that he fights our battles. The battle is the Lord's. You talk about a setup, brothers and sisters. It's set up. Because the victory's already been won. They're marching around. They're digging a hole. And oh my goodness, they just found out they fell into it. It's just time. It's just a matter of time. And the sad thing is, as a Christian, you're going to know this. But why know it later on? Why not believe it now? Why not rejoice now? See, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God. This wonderful word that he's given to us. But brothers and sisters, see, it's all headed and it's coming to the Antichrist. We know this. Yeah, there's going to be a one world government. There is. There's going to be a mark that they're going to put into the people. And it's going to be the mark of the beast. And those ones are not going to be able to sell or buy or trade or do anything without that mark. That's what the Bible tells me. But brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what. I just look up and say, oh, even so, Lord, come quickly. And it's so beautiful because, brothers and sisters, our world is right there for this. It's all there. There's certain parts of our world right now that are practicing these things. And a lot of this is even in our country right now. And it's okay. It's good. God's on the throne. Amen? All right. Let's wrap it up. Verse 5, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. We're in a day of good God, good devil, good everybody. We know that. Come on, everything's okay except Jesus. You can have any religious book you want. You can get together, you can do it. But if it's Jesus, we're going to have a problem. Isn't that something about that name? Causes the greatest of emotion. To ones that love him, there's nothing like it. Can't express it. Only the Holy Ghost can make that kind of intercession for us. That's the truth. And then the ones that hate, the extreme. Yes, yes, yes. See, the church of Laodicea is in super growth mode right now. Really is. Those are the ones that are neither hot nor cold. Oh, I'm increased with goods. I'm rich. I'm so smart. I can take care of everything. Power. Yep. God's going to spew him right out of his mouth. And brothers and sisters, don't ignore this. These are things that by God's grace. See, he's such a gracious God. He gives us all of these signs, doesn't he? See, he is. He's a lover. And he encourages us all the time with his word. This is why we need Bible study. This is why we need, by God's grace, to read the word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is our life. This gives us strength. This is our food. This is our air, if you want to call it. This is what we breathe. The life we live by the faith of the Son of God. It's the word of God. I want to live strong and bold in the Lord. I don't want to be afraid. I don't want to be scared. I want to look to the Lord. I want to be bold. I want to walk around with big steps of faith. Praise God. But see, brothers and sisters, it says that, you know, look up when we see these things. Get away from these ones that are the good God, good devil, good everybody. Don't entertain it. Don't fight with them. Just get away. Praise God. 6 and 7. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So again, you see, these are the ones that have itching ears for everything else but the word of God. Ever learning anything but the word of God. Isn't that something? Think about the making of books, as the word of God says. There shall be no end. People insatiable to learn and to read and to hear something new. Well, we want to go to church, but we don't want to hear the word of God. We're going to get a lot of people in this church because we're not going to preach doctrine anymore. Wow. We've got numbers. I'm not even going to get my sermons from the Bible anymore. I'm going to think of an act. I'm going to read newspapers. Cracker Jacks. I don't know. But that's as silly as it is. Wake up. Wake up. I know I'm speaking, praise God, to a precious choir. As that says, that praise him. But let's never take it for granted. Let's never get complacent in this. As it says, to be encouraged in this more and more all the time, to keep these things in remembrance. And it's beautiful, isn't it? This isn't just a cheering section and to get excited for 45 minutes. This is our life. This is the word of God. And this is what we need all the time. Now, I meet ones like this. I thought I'd mention that. Sometimes when you have non-denominational in the phone book, you can't imagine the phone calls you get. I'm thankful for it. But, oh, you're one of them. What kind of new stuff do you preach? I said, well, that his salvation is new every day. The precious newness that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The precious, never-changing rock. I like to tell him about Alpha Omega, beginning and end. And thanks be to God. When I start on to saying about, you know, the one that's the discerner of the hearts of men, and yeah, I finally get the hang up, click. But once in a while, once in a while, they'll stay with me. And you never know who might just be ripe to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. I can't tell you, and I am thankful to the Lord, and I know it's all Him, how many have given their heart to the Lord on a phone. Praise the Lord. He's good. But you see, these are silly ones. Ones that want to rid away sin any way but Jesus. And you know that there's no way to rid sin without him. But you know, with him, praise God, it's just as if I never sinned. The sea of forgetfulness. Isn't that amazing? How clean and cleansing is the blood of the Lamb. They want grace and peace, but they don't want Jesus. But see, without Jesus, brothers and sisters, there will never be any grace or peace in anyone's life. And that's the truth. But isn't that something, how even in our lives, brothers and sisters, that we know that with Christ in us, we have all grace and we have all peace, don't we? We do, because it's the life of Christ. You got it all. See, when God gave you his son, he gave you everything. And as Jesus Christ says, it's not just any peace, it's my peace that I give and I leave. You've got it. You've got it. But do we live it? Isn't that something? Something you've got, and yet you ignore it? Maybe even forget you got it? And yet I have it, and it goes with me everywhere I go. Feed on the word. Get amongst, by God's grace, brethren of like precious faith. See, as it said, remembering those things, giving the more earnest heed. That's more and more all the time. I'm praying to the Lord, Lord, let this word, your ministry here, grow more intense all the time. We haven't peaked out yet. It just goes on and on and on. Praise the Lord. And it's all by his Spirit. It's not by our might or strength or anything like that. It's by his Spirit. Verse 8. And it says there that now Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses. So do they also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds reprobate concerning the faith. And I'll tell you what, those were two sorcerers that came up against Moses. One name means opposing. The other one means a foamy healer. And they were allowed of God to counterfeit what Moses did. Amen. They were. But they were allowed of God to do it. You think about what God's going to allow Satan to do with that Antichrist and that false prophet. Going to do some amazing things. He's going to allow them to do things that the world will wonder after them. He's going to deceive them all. They're going to believe that that man is God. We see signs of those things all the time, brothers and sisters. See, what's ever not of the Son of God and him, the deity, is Antichrist. It's already out. Many coming in his name. But there's going to be one that God's going to allow the enemy to so empower with that false prophet. But brothers and sisters, counterfeit is the most widely used thing by Satan. You think about the counterfeit that he tried to do, even taking bits and pieces of the Word of God to tempt Jesus Christ himself. I think about the counterfeits today, how even in the names of their church, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, Christ, Christian. But let me tell you something, apostasy is apostasy. I don't care what you got in the name. Brother Hill used to say, Christian Science, neither. It's like grape nuts. It's neither grape nor nuts. That's the truth. It's neither Christian nor science. It's just what it is. Amazing how these things that you've heard, when the Lord enlightens your eyes to them, yeah, you know what? You got to taste the peach, and wow, what happens in the eyes of your understanding. And it says that they have corrupt minds, reprobate concerning faith. See, that means that they're castaways. And reprobate concerning faith is rejecting faith. They reject the word. They reject Jesus Christ. There are many wolves in sheep's clothing out there today. They're robbing people. They're doing it for their own bellies. Know these things. And the doctrine of good God, good devil, good everybody is a devil's doctrine. It's a very devilish doctrine. As Brother Paul said, Timothy, preach the word. Preach the word. But verse 9,
they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, to their as theirs also was. So you know what, brothers and sisters, even though all that, and God willing, we'll end on that tonight, the second half is even more spectacular of this chapter. But it's all going to burn. Judgment is coming. Hallelujah. And only the blood and only those in the Lamb's Book of Life will survive. And I'd just like to read with you how beautiful this judgment is. Because again, this magnifies our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Even in judgment, He's going to be magnified. Because it's going to be that way because God said, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that He, my Son, I am, is Lord. Revelation 20, verse 11 through 15, and we'll close with these verses. And I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. This is exciting stuff, brothers and sisters. We're going to be there, ruling and reigning by God's grace with Him. This is His time, this is our time. Praise God. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. See, you don't want to be judged according to your works. There's one thing you don't want. Because if that's what happened, it's too late. It's too late. One chink of the 10 chains over that precipice, and it's over. Thank God there's no judgment to us. The blood, the beautiful blood. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. Ooh, got another sufficient witness of it, didn't you? And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. No second chance. That's it. It's the blood. Revelation 21, 7, and as it says there, He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, unbelieving, and the abominable, and the murderers, and the whoremongers, and the sorcerers, and the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. He that is faithful and true, the word of our Lord, praise His name. Let's stand and be dismissed.